The New River Highlands RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force radio program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the New River Highlands RC&D, NARC and DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Ashley Washburn. I'm the Farm Service Agency Strike Force Coordinator for Virginia. The problem that we see with rural America is it faces a unique set of challenges when it comes to combating poverty in our towns and communities. Unfortunately, around 85% of America's persistent poverty counties are in rural America, and we really don't want to let any of these areas be left behind. There's a couple accomplishments that I'd like to highlight that we've accomplished in Virginia this year. They increased the USDA farm-to-school grant program from 7 to 9 in Virginia. There have been multiple workshops for small and non-traditional operations that were completed this year. We've developed farmers markets, which will increase the income opportunities of local farmers and provide fresh fruit and vegetables to Virginia residents. For more information about Strike Force or any of these programs, you can contact me at 804-932-4376. Thank you.
Recently, the annual awards reception for the New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council was held in Wytheville, Virginia. Lots of great information was shared. Let's listen in on some of the participants.
My name is Phil Snap. I'm a council member from Wythe County, and also I'm the Secretary Treasurer of the New River Highlands RC&D, located here in Wytheville. Would we have to have different projects in order to survive? And of course, we're orientated toward water quality. We're orientated toward getting little businesses or little things started. Somebody's got an idea, got a seed, and we try to expand upon it. As you heard tonight, the FarWise program, tremendous program for those people that border a national forest, can get some assistance there and getting rid of some of the dead wood and things. Also, the the garden projects that we have with the schools trying to teach the younger generation how to grow vegetables, and then how to eat healthy by eating these vegetables. So, and then we're involved in the farmers market here in Wytheville. Of course, we've done work with through the forestry service with over in Galax. So when we put all this together, we're trying to always look and get grants. One of the things that a lot of people don't know about, RC&D has sponsored a grant writing class that he had people come in, and we were trying to teach other people how to write grants to try to, if there's any money out there or any funds that people can use to, enhance or further Southwest Virginia, we're looking to that all the time.
Well, I'm Phil McClellan out of Reiner, Virginia, up in Montgomery County. My wife and I run the Nollywood Farm. My wife runs the Nollywood Farm. And we went to NRCS at the encouragement of Gary Boring, really, to try to sign up some programs. We've got a small sheep farm. We do direct marketing of meat and sheep, lambs, chickens, turkeys, pigs, cattle, kind of diversified. So we wanted to diversify even more. So we got looked into the hoop houses to give us a kind of a product to go with some of the meats. And we talked to Hunter over at Christiansburg office, and he got us all signed up. And we're hopeful that come December, we'll get the word that we've got a hoop house coming, and we'll get it set up and start growing some produce to go along with our meat market. I think getting into the market early, you know, we do a lot of farmers markets, and the one thing that we see is that introduction into your produce early in the season is the way to capitalize on the money and the produce now. We're hoping to get into some specialty crops, and oddly enough, my wife talked about strawberries, trying to get early catch on that. But we are hoping that we can get some early crops, but also something that may carry us through the winter when you know, the other folks aren't producing anything.
My name is Sam Terry, and I live at Meadows of Dan, Virginia. That's Meadows of Dan is in Patrick County, but I live in Carroll across the line. I have a 84-acre farm over there. It's a beef cattle farm. We've been doing promoting rotational grazing now for several years. We have, seven different pasture paddocks and water in each one of them, and the cattle are fenced off from the stream. We rotate about every three days. And so the cattle, you can manage your cattle so much easier that way. All you have to do is open the gate, and here they come. Now I have the place leased to my nephew, who's a full-time beef farmer. He can get the cattle up and work them right by himself. He doesn't have to have any help. So that's a big asset, big plus for rotational grazing, the way you manage them. That's been one of my major emphases ever since I've been on the council, since about 1975.
We'll have more from the annual awards reception from Withville, Virginia, after this message from the New River Highlands RC&D. The New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council is a nonprofit organization that works with local communities in 11 counties to conserve and benefit from the rich cultural and natural resources of southwestern Virginia. Counties served are Bland, Carroll, Floyd, Giles, Grayson, Montgomery, Pulaski, Smith, Tazewell, and Washington. The New River Highlands RC&D was established in 1983, receiving 501c4 status in 1984. The RC&D area is located in southwest Virginia in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains and encompasses 3,058,000 acres, including part of the Blue Ridge Plateau. Elevations range from 1,000 feet to 5,729 feet atop Mount Rogers, the highest point in Virginia. Woodland is the largest land use at 62%, followed by pasture land, 23%, cropland, 13%, and other land, 2%. The remaining area is split between federal land, urban land, and water. The New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council offers services to county sponsors, communities, organizations, and individuals in a 7-county region. Some of the services that are offered include land management, forestry, water management, land conservation, and community development. For more information, contact Executive Director Marcus Gray at 276-227-0536 or visit their website, newriver-highlandsrcd.org. Their offices are in downtown Withville, Virginia at 325 East Main Street, Suite E2. Now, back to more highlights from the annual awards reception sponsored by the New River Highlands RC&D in Withville, Virginia.
My name is Courtney Cahealy. I work with New River Highlands RC&D out of that Evergreen office in Smith County. We do cost share projects for agricultural, residential, urban programs. It's to help clean up the Holston River. Right now we're working on the upper part of the Holston River. It's got a lot of fecal bacteria in it caused by agricultural waste, human waste, and pet waste. So we have BMP programs that offer cost share to implement projects on, like, as agriculture, the landowners can do stream exclusion, where we exclude the whole stream, fence it off, and we also cost share on the alternative water system that you have to install, the pipeline, the water troughs, any stream crossings that might need to go in. The cost share on rotational, well, cross fencing for rotational grazing, which improves pasture management and the quality of your pasture a lot. Residential programs, we've got cost share for septic systems, for repairs, replacements, pump outs. We offer 50% cost share on that, up to $150. And it is recommended that you have your tank pumped out every 3 to 5 years, which a lot of people don't know. But so if it's been a long time, we can offer half of what that cost is for the homeowner. We can do cost share on public hookup to the sewer. Then we're going to be trying to implement pet owners with pet waste composters that they'll put in the ground themselves. They will sign a sheet of paper saying that they will install it, and we will come out and make sure it's been installed, and then they'll use it to compost the pet waste in their yard so that it's not running into the streams and the rivers and getting in the groundwater, which eventually is getting into the water that a lot of people use for recreational uses in Smith County. I know I've had my kids in the water before, so I take a special interest in getting it cleaned up. That's a big part of Smith County, is the tourism part of it, having a place to come and play in the streams and all that good stuff, so to keep that cleaned up. But we offer agriculture 75% to 85% cost share. The residential is anywhere from 50% to 75%, depending on income. And the pet waste composters are just, they'll come by, sign a sheet, and pick it up. And it's their responsibility to install it, but we will give them the composter to install. My phone number is 276-783-7280, the extension 110, and that is at the Evergreen office in Smith County. Or you can email me at Courtney Cahealy or courtney.cahealy@comcast.net. CourtneyK-E-H-E-L-E-Y.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought.
I'm Marcus Gray. I'm the Executive Director for the New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council. The familiarity with the USDA programs really gets people thinking, okay, bigger than themselves, you know, what am I going to do? How is this going to impact my neighbors? And what do I want to do for future generations? I mean, everything we do in RC&D Council benefits somebody else, you know, especially generations in the future, people downstream from us. I mean, we recently joined the Gulf Coast Alliance as an upstream partner. And so, because RC&D Council recognizes that by intention, everything that we do benefits people in Gulf Coast communities, you know, other places that have significant poverty problems that are making great use of the Strike Force programs.
Strike Force now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.